You are listening to Real World News.
So, hello, Silje Lundberg. You're working in Nature and Youth Program for Friends of the Earth in Europe. You are currently preparing a summer camp on the Lofoten Islands in Norway for Youth Friends of the Earth of Europe, which should begin on the 28th of July and last about 1 week. So, Silje, can you tell us the aim of this summer camp and how is it organized?
The aim of the camp is to show that there is a broad movement that works on getting rid of dirty energy, and that if we are to reach the targets of stopping the worst consequences of climate change, then if there's one thing we can't do, it's to open up new areas for oil exploration. And especially not this area, as well as they are one of Norway's most vulnerable areas, and also one of the most important areas for the cod stock in Norway. So we're assembling 400 young people from all over Europe, and also some from Nigeria, from Russia, from the United States, and from Canada, all to send a powerful message to the government in Norway that the youth is saying no to further oil exploration, and that we want to keep the Lofoten Islands free for the oil industry.
Okay, is it the first summer camp you organized in Youth Friends of the Earth Europe?
It's the first summer camp that Nature and Youth is organizing for Young Friends of the Earth Europe. But we have a tradition to have annual summer camps, and we've had them for the last 45 years, I think. But it's the first time that we have a camp so big and a camp that is really so international as this camp. So we're really looking forward to it. There's a lot of details that has to be in place, a lot of logistic, but yeah, we're really looking forward to July. Yeah.
And what sort of activities will be proposed to the young people coming for this summer camp?
Well, that's a lot of different activities. We're trying to make this a camp where we also can show off what the Lofoten Islands has to offer and why it's so important also to take care of them. So participants are going fishing with the local fishermen. They are going kayaking on the outside of the Lofoten Islands. Some are going horseback riding. Some are going skating across Lofoten. You have bike rides, surfing. Lofoten is actually one of the best places to surf in the winter. Some are going to out with boats to look at the whales. It's just a lot of different activities. We're also going to be training on civil disobedience in case the government fails to listen to us. So we're going to train on that as well, on how to have civil disobedience actions against oil rigs. Yeah, so it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. So you're leaving a real political message with this summer camp.
Yeah, that is our goal. And this September, it's parliament election in Norway. So we're trying to send a message also both to the parties who are running for parliament, but also to the voters, that if this is an important cause for them, if they want to take care of the Lofoten Islands, then they have to vote on a party that also wants that.
And how can this summer camp reach to civil society? I mean, how does this summer camp can appeal to people who don't belong to Friends of the Earth?
Yeah, well, we're trying to have like a broad messaging out, both to the people in Norway, but also to the rest of Europe. But also on the Saturday of the summer camp, we are arranging a big event together with Friends of the Earth Norway, And we're expecting more than 1,000 people to come. There it will be a panel debate with the different politicians on their what they think should be the future of the Lofoten Islands. There will also be different concerts. There will be different lectures. So we think this is going to be a big rally, and we hope that it's going to get a lot of media coverage so that it also reaches out to different parts of the civil society, not just in Norway, but also international. But one of the most important things that we can do for this cause to really reach out to civil society is to talk about it both before the camp, but also after, to talk about what's going on in Norway. Norway has, like, international in the climate negotiations. Norway likes to think of themselves as a really ambitious country with ambitious climate goals. But at the same time, in Norway, the biggest polluter, the oil industry, is completely disconnected of all climate responsibility. So we need to let the world know what's actually going on back in Norway. So we hope this camp can contribute to that.
And will this camp be mainly focused on Norwegian environmental issues, or will it deal with other issues?
Yeah, it will deal, definitely it will deal with other issues. Like, the main kind of theme for the camp is fighting dirty energy. But then there will be, like, different programs that has to do, like, there will be some theory sessions on false solutions, maybe, and also the different, like, people coming over from Nigeria are going to talk about which environmental causes are important there, and especially they also are fighting a quite heavily fight against the dirty energy projects in Nigeria. The same with the people coming over from Canada. So it won't only be about the Norwegian environmental policy, not at all. But it will be in that context, yeah.
So the participants, the young people, are involved because they are contributing to learn to others what is happening in their countries.
Yeah, they are. And also, the young people at this camp are totally essential. Like, this camp is going to also be a camp where you meet other people fighting the same cause, wherever they might live, and you have skill sharing, you have skill training, but you also have the policy foundation that allows them to go home and continue with their grassroots movement where they live.
I have a last question. Will you deal with the current European politic issues about environment, such as, or agriculture, such as the draft bill of the CAP, for instance, of the political common agriculture?
Yeah, in Young Friends of the Earth, there are two different work groups. One is on climate justice, and the other is on agriculture. So there will definitely be something on food and agriculture as well. I must admit that I don't have the complete overview of the details in that plans of the program, but there will be a variety of different issues that are being discussed throughout the camp.
Okay, so you are currently preparing this summer camp, or will it begin really the 28th of July, or are the volunteers yet involved or preparing the camp?
Yeah, it's beginning the 28th of July, or for at least for the international people, but we are traveling with the train from Oslo on the 29th of July. But yeah, the preparations are really ongoing, and they have been for the past year, really. So now it's the last details, and we're organizing who work to make food on the different days and all the practical details that has to be in place. But we are really looking forward to it, and we think that this can be a powerful push to get youth, the voice of the youth out there to the politicians and to the rest of the public.
And just a last remark, I read on your website that you were happening to young people to come to Norway by green ways.
Yeah, it's really expensive to get to Norway by green ways as well. And it's a really long travel way for the most of them. So the most of the participants from Europe buy an Interrail pass. So they take the train to Oslo, and then they start, they have some sessions in Oslo before we all get on the train. And from Oslo till we reach Lofoten, it takes about 24 hours. So it's a long journey, but it's worth it, I promise.
Okay, so we will follow you during the camp after it will begin, Silje. So thank you very much for your answers, and have a good summer camp preparation.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You are listening to Real World News.